This is IGN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
A succinct story and a fantastic battle system helped this RPG stand out. This is your IGN review of Granblue Fantasy Relink by George Yang. Granblue Fantasy Versus may have introduced an entirely new fan base to Gran's Grand Adventure in 2020, but as a fan of the mobile RPGs before it, I came into Granblue Fantasy Relink with very different expectations. Finally making the jump from phones to PC and PlayStation, the series has embraced exhilarating real-time action that feels right at home, alongside other ambitious story-driven games like Final Fantasy XVI or Star Ocean: The Divine Force. But its clear mobile roots are a double-edged sword. The storytelling may be tighter and less bloated than its contemporaries, but other parts just don't feel quite up to snuff for a game of this scale. Still, Granblue Fantasy Relink's fun combat and charming characters have kept me entertained for more than 35 hours already, even well after the credits have rolled. Granblue Fantasy Relink's story follows a skyfaring crew on their search for a mysterious island called Estelucia that can make wishes come true. You play as a mostly silent protagonist, your choice between Gran and Jita, along with a young girl named Lyria, whose incredible summoning powers play a key part later in the story. The central cast has a nice mix of personalities. Io's anxious demeanor balances out Rackham's more steadfast confidence, and that well-rounded party creates plenty of interesting interactions between them. Relink isn't short on cinematic moments. Right from the beginning, your crew is ambushed by monsters, and you're forced to fight them off as they try to board you. Some of the more amazing moments are even on par with Final Fantasy XVI's biggest confrontations. For example, one chapter has you controlling Bahamut, similar to those thrilling icon battles, while another has you climbing onto a stone giant like you're playing Shadow of the Colossus. Although Relink's story doesn't have the grandiose scope of something like Xenoblade Chronicles 3 or The Legend of Heroes: Trails into Reverie, it's no less charming or emotional. Unfortunately, the biggest issue with Relink's multiplayer is that while PlayStation 4 and PlayStation 5 players can play with each other, there's no cross-play between PlayStation and PC. This really limits the matchmaking potential and divides the user base of a game that already runs the risk of being fairly niche. The good news is that I didn't see any connection or frame rate issues when I played with a few of my buddies on PlayStation, so the online experience seems solid. Completing quests rewards you with materials needed to forge and upgrade weapons, as well as improve sigils. Sigils are equipable orbs attached to your weapon that add a variety of different effects, such as decreasing skill cooldowns when hitting foes or increasing your base attack stat. There's a lot of cool effects to play around with and tailor your specific playstyle toward. Some of the hardest post-game bosses and quests aren't for the faint of heart, so you'll need proper sigil planning in order to beat them. They offer ample challenges for you and your friends to take on after finishing the story, and the preparation makes the victory that much sweeter as you finally overcome those monsters. Granblue Fantasy Relink bucks the RPG genre's usual trend of long and slow-paced stories, but the relative brevity of its campaign doesn't compromise on the quality of its storytelling. Its mobile game origins don't always translate over well, feeling a little thin in some aspects, but questing with friends in multiplayer is very exciting, even if the lack of crossplay is disappointing. However, Relink's fun action combat and interesting cast of characters has kept me happily playing long after I beat the final boss. Granblue Fantasy Relink's IGN score? 8. Thanks for listening to IGN. My name is Tony Jackson, and for the latest Granblue Fantasy updates, visit us at IGN.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.